a boy that looks and acts and has about the same disposition that his father does. You might say the boy. Comparing him to his father.
Let's see, I know what you mean there. You might say he resembles his father, or he has his father's ways, or something like that, but I believe there is another term that I can't come up with.
After you get your children grown, you might say you have done what to these children?
Well, the most common term, you might say I have raised them, or I have reared them, or raised them up.
To tell a child you're going to punish him, you might say I'm going to...
Well, you mean in what manner are you going to punish him? Yes, see, I know what you mean. You're going to have to punish him.
So you're going to inflict some pain on him, mild pain.
Well, you might use the term, if you're going to whip him, you might say, I'm going to whip him, or I'm going to correct you, or I still doubt that that's the word that I'm trying to find. I'm going to have to, I can't think of that word there.
Let's say it's been some time since you have seen a certain child, and he's much taller now than he was the last time you saw him. You might say to him,
well, you might say you have grown, or you have matured. You're much larger than you were, or something like that.
Some of the common terms that would be used for an illegitimate child might be what?
Well, one of the most common things, I guess, is referred to, if it's an illegitimate child, you might refer to it as a bastard.
Mm-hmm. Any other?
They might be other names. That's one that comes to my mind.
How about a child who has been reared in an institution without parents?
Well, I know what you mean. It might have been brought up as an orphan or in an orphan's home.
Now, an orphan, one without parents, might have some adult appointed to look after them. This guy would be their what?
Guardian.
Mm-hmm. Now, a son of your sister would be your what?
A son of your sister would be your nephew.
A person coming into the community who has not lived here before, he would be what, considered?
Well, we just refer to him commonly, say he's a newcomer that has come in.
If you would see a man there at the door, you might tell your wife there's a...
Well, we might say there is a caller at the door, or there's a visitor at the door.
He was sort of an impressive man. It would not be a lady, but it would be a
gentleman. There's a gentleman at the door.
Some other names for a lady who teaches in a public school.
Well, we generally think of them as a teacher. I think you could say they could be an instructor. They could be a tutor, or maybe other terms, but that's all I can think of.
A preacher who is not really qualified to be a preacher, and just starts preaching, you might say he's a what? Sometimes mechanics are referred to as one of these. He's actually untrained, you know, just part-time.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But I can't, I'm at a loss to think about the term that you would use for somebody that was not...
Okay. My father's sister would be what to me?
It would be your aunt.
Mm-hmm.